The under 10-year-old crowd isn't the only generation making progress in cyberspace, as commentator Peter Freundlich knows all too well.
First of all, I have to ask you a favor. If you run into my mother, which you will, she is ubiquitous, please do not mention that you heard me talking about her on the radio. Please. I know she won't hear this herself. The dial is beyond her, as are the answering machine and the VCR, the controls of which are covered by a doily. Listen, my mother is 80. She considers anything that needs to be plugged in or fitted with batteries to be anti-Semitic and out to get her. Now comes the miracle. Not long ago, she bought herself a $39.95 email machine, and I'm damned if she hasn't mastered the thing, in her own fashion at any rate. Which is to say that she calls me on the phone to tell me she's going to send me an email, calls again to say she has sent an email, calls a third time to ask whether I've received the email, and then calls once more to ask why I haven't yet replied to her email. Also, I think just because she likes pressing the button, she forwards all her messages to me. This is how I know that there is a geriatric email mafia out there who have figured out how to brandish their canes over the internet. One of my mother's friends assaults her 6 or 8 times a day with page-long jokes, the punchlines of which all hinge on some Yiddish word I don't know, as in, yeah, well, you try attaching a Finkel to a Funkel and see what happens. Here I am getting high-tech communications from the turn of the last century, as if the zeros and ones of the digital age were in the end only just Morse code dots and dashes. My computer beeps, I click and learn the latest. Al Jolson was a hell of a singer, and Cousin Icky never paid back the 5 spot he borrowed in 49. Hey, you try attaching a Finkel to a Funkel and see what happens.